We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's another irrational fear.
No. I know you like that feature, yeah. Mark, and I'm
Mark,
glad you're
in. Mark, it's 7 o'clock. Yeah, what so do we usually do at 7 o'clock?
That's okay, buddy. That's okay.
You're doing great, Mark. Don't worry, buddy.
We're going to do sports, and then we'll get to the irrational fear later, okay?
Maybe.
I know you like it. That's cool. I'm glad you like that. Let's do sports.
And now, LB.
You wouldn't come to work hungover unless you're an alcoholic. Dude, you got a disease.
Shut up. With a WAAF Sports Minute.
All right, shut up. Brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard, the hair doctors of Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, Brian Scalabrine, and yours truly. The first place Red Sox get back after tonight out in the Motor City. Sox Tigers, 7-10 on Nesson. The good old boys, they're doing great. They're 4.5 up on the Nobs. The Yankees have the Mets and the Bronx tonight at 7:05. Price, Johnson, and Sale will face the Tigers. Over at Carnoustie, Scotland, Kevin Kisner leads the British Open. They're playing round two as I speak. He's at 5 under. Runin, Finau, and Lombard are all tied at 4 under.
Okay.
Well, it's hard because it's when you say it, it's Finau.
Uh huh.
But it's spelled Finau. So
Finau.
Yeah, he's a fuzzy.
Isn't that what he just said?
Yeah,
he's a fuzzy foreigner.
Okay. Oh, okay. Blame it because he's a foreigner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Patriots rookies report Sunday out at Gillette. Other Priceless. NFL camps are rolling as well. I think a bunch of camps got underway yesterday. It's NFL time for Football Nation. Celtics and Marcus Smart. That deal is all done. 4 years, just under $50 million. Gordon Hayward says, "I'm healthy."
We got just about everybody back, and that's really exciting for me because I had a front row seat to all the games and got a chance to be around the guys, just didn't get a chance to be on the court. So for me to be able to play with them next year, Marcus Smart brings so much stuff to the table for us. He's a winner, and so it'll be fun to play with all those guys next year.
Carmelo Anthony was traded from OKC and then released by Atlanta. The Hawks gave him up, and he's now a free agent. The Hawks get a 2022 first rounder from OKC. And the good old boys are at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. They're getting her done today. They're practicing right now, probably. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
Thank you very much, LB. It's 7:03. Coming up very, very soon, we're going to be do Florida Not Like the Rest of Us. Nerd Report at 7:50. LB on Today in History at 8:35 on I have to get this right. CTE, THC, and double D.
So, LB, let me get this straight. When Greg's here,
yeah,
we can't get you to shut up. When he's not here, you do like 90 seconds worth of sports and bang out.
Yeah, it's an actual sports minute.
Why are you busting my nuts?
Go that ahead, was take
bingo.
Over. So fast.
Fast. Is it Nancy Nodal? You love to pretend like you're in charge, so I just let you pretend like you're in charge.
I'm not pretending. I'm just curious. I mean, we normally can't shut you up.
LB,
you're like every typical chick on the planet. I thinks they run the show, but they don't.
I got a bunch of corrections too. Finau is actually from the United States.
Oh,
he's not a fuzzy foreigner.
He's just
you're actually
sounds
a,
like
you
he's a fuzzy
and,
foreigner.
As this texter points out, 603 texter, you're actually a fuzzy foreigner.
I am.
Thanks
eh?
To Doc Leonard and Doc Lopresti.
Yeah, you wouldn't be fuzzy if it wasn't for those two guys.
Yeah, right.
Be smooth.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Just to give you that heads up.
All right.
All right. It's 7:04. Let's get to this.
It's
no.
another irrational
fear. No,
we're not
going to.
Again, we're not going to.
Third, just, yeah.
We'll get to
that's
it, buddy.
Eventually.
You just relax. I was actually asking Danielle to
got
get
it
to.
Off a little early.
Yeah, that's okay. It happens to everybody.
Speaking of getting it off a little early, Matt Lauer's divorce could cost him millions, like $50 million, to be specific. Ouch. I love going over the expensive divorce settlements. Of course, the former Today Show host fired after he allegedly sexually harassed multiple women. However, he and his wife, Annette, had been married for 19 years and part of the settlement. 19
oh,
years.
Wow.
Long
okay.
time. Long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
He's essentially handing over half his net worth to his soon-to-be ex. He, according to a source that spoke with Us Weekly, Lauer would reportedly be giving up their current home, the horse farm,
oh,
which he
not
is
the horse farm.
Very wow. upset about.
Oh,
and a one-time payment of $25 million. The source tells Us Weekly that Matt could fight for a better deal in court, but that will only result in dragging this out and longer and negative headlines. He's ready to move on with his life. He believes that a television comeback is possible. Do you think he comes back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think so.
America's forgiving. Everybody, America
they forget.
Believes
they don't care.
Chances.
Yeah, they forget. America has a short memory, definitely.
There'll be something else outrageous for them to care about at that right. point, I feel like. So they'll kind of get over that. But he's most upset about the horse farm.
Oh, yeah, I would be too.
Do you think it's fair? These big divorces, like what Harrison Ford had to cough up $100 million.
Yeah, well, is Diamond still the worst?
No, I think there was an athlete that jumped ahead of him. Let me check.
I think Neil Diamond was $150 million.
But is that fair? I mean,
is anything?
Well, LB, how many people here, like as you, how many people here ever have been married to Neil Diamond? It may be fair. We don't know.
I mean, is $25 million not fair? It has to be 150. She wasn't out singing every night. She was sitting at home in a mansion by the pool, you know, doing
right.
squat.
Well, we don't know that either, LB. Yeah. He was out there touring and sleeping with groupies and singing
so
forever
she,
yeah, in blue
I
jeans.
I just don't understand. Like, okay, so Matt Lauer slept around. What does his wife do?
Well,
why does she deserve $25 million dollars.
He had a button installed in his office that would lock the door on
so
women.
What?
So what? It's so what on bingo. I hope it is.
We need
man.
To put that like definitely.
Yeah, that's.
I just it just amazes me the amount of money that's awarded.
Did you think the Tiger
women that don't do squat?
Did you think the Tiger Woods thing was fair with
no.
his divorce?
No.
All right. Well, you know, nobody.
What did she do? She banged out a giblet because she was married to Tiger Woods and knew she was hooked up for life.
You know, again, nobody knows more about divorce than you do. You've been divorced more than anybody
about,
in this room.
No, but it's not about me. It's about.
It's not?
It's about fairness. So I just don't understand.
Yeah, but you don't know their situation. You don't know what's fair.
What? What could he have done that's worth $25 million?
It's called half, guy.
What
called
he light
half.
Her
that's
on
what
fire?
Happens.
What?
This texter asks, didn't Paul McCartney give up like $300 million?
Oh, yeah.
Phil Collins paid out about $30 million, this texter is saying.
Paul McCartney's was $48.6 million.
Oof.
Harrison Ford's divorce was 118.
Eesh.
Neil Diamond, 150. Mel Gibson's divorce was reported to be in the vicinity of $425 million.
Oh, my God.
That is disgusting.
That's almost $500 million.
That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Steve Wynn, his divorce was estimated at $1
billion. Ooh.
Rupert Murdoch, $1.7
billion. Okay. These guys got their B's both ways. They got their B's in
Steven
both directions.
Spielberg was $100 million. Let's see. Michael Jordan, $168 million.
Okay. Oh my God. Sorry I asked.
Kenny Rogers, $60 million.
Well, he made that back in rotisserie chicken.
And the best is the wives. The wives get to keep the 42,000 square foot house.
Here, this is Dan on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Dan?
I was just thinking that. Do you think it might be actually some form of protection? You know, I mean, he knows he's going to get sued from the allegations. And if he actually just settles up now with his wife, which is kind of like they'll have to settle first. So if he gives up half of his assets and some, that he's actually protecting his assets because maybe they don't really want to get divorced. But they're protecting their assets.
No, I don't believe that for a second. I think this is a very bitter, contentious divorce. And I think that
years.
If the people that came forward that have accused him of harassment were going to sue him, I feel like they would have filed
and I don't
already.
Think it would be half if that was the plan, although that's a good theory. I don't want to shoot that down, Dan. That's a good theory.
Just
but
put
I think
in a trust.
I think it'd be more than half, maybe, if they were doing that. But I don't know.
19 years together, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a protective move at all.
Okay. Well, Dan, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks. All right, 7:10. It's CTE, THC, and Double D this morning. Greg is out for yet another Friday. But feel free to get your Hill Mail messages in about that, or you know, the pricey divorce of Matt Lauer or anyone else. Any of the Lay's potato chip flavors that we were talking about this morning. Mark just jumping the gun on the irrational fear story. We'll get to that coming up soon. All right, Mark? Is that cool? All right, man. So we got an irrational fear story coming up. We got Florida not like the rest of us. And the Hollywood Reporter has released its list of the top 25 movie and television villains Ooh. Of all time. Very disappointed with number one.
Oh.
Because I just think it's too easy.
Okay.
And compared to some others up there and some that were neglected, criminally neglected, and we'll get to that.
Okay.
Coming up next here on the Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more info, you can go to EchoStore.com. That's much better than that. Well, who was the last one? Was that NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Kids,
or
Boston's own.
Was that not? Oh, that was the
Joey
New Kids?
McIntyre was they're at the State House the other day, guy.
They're all the same.
The protesters and the workers.
They all sound the same to
no,
me.
No, they don't.
Never found anything redeeming about any of the boy bands from the 80s or the 90s.
Come on.
All right, sorry. Except for Tony, and Tone, but they weren't boys. They were men.
They've done it again.
That's right. That's right. It's 7:20. It's CTE, THC, and Double D as Greg is taking another Friday off. Thank you very much for listening. Weather today brought to you by Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Sunny today, beautiful, high of 81, partly cloudy, high of 75 for tomorrow. Rain starting after midnight tomorrow if you headed over to the Foo Fighters show, so hopefully it'll hold off through the show, and then rain pretty much all day on Sunday. It's 64 right now in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. It's a great day to enjoy a ride, that is for sure. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that is changing the way you drive forever. It's time to enjoy the ride and upgrade to Nissan Intelligent Mobility, technology that moves people. Go to NissanUSA.com to learn more. Text line is 97107, 774 texter. Gloria Gets Me Rocking. That song is beast.
She's lucky to be alive.
Good call, this 413 texter says on Miami Sound Machine.
Thank you.
Yeah, 508. Hey, just like Rush songs, Mike, they all sound the same. No, they're very different, sir. Each Rush song is a universe within itself.
Right.
Why don't you try actually listening to the brilliant music, all right?
Oh.
Instead of making fun of Geddy Lee's kimono.
Oh,
okay?
No.
All right? 97.7 is the text line, unless you're going to bust on Rush. Hill Mail messages, more than welcome. 617-779-5463. We'll play them back at 8 o'clock. Coming up in just a bit, we got a nerd report at 7:50. We've got LB on Today in History at 8:35. Kind of, not really a nerd report, just if you're really into movies. Am I boring you, Danielle?
No, I'm just tired.
Hollywood Reporter came out with the top 25 favorite villains. Survey of nearly 1,000 working entertainment industry insiders. That's the first problem right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Is Greg Hill at the top?
No. He's not at the top of that list. He's kind of in the middle. The most feared and admired villains, evil geniuses, and stuff like that. Let me... anyone want to guess what number one is?
The Joker.
Good guess, LB. Yeah. Very good guess. The Joker actually, I think, came in at
Joker was number four.
Number four?
Yeah.
Oh, you know who it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's Cape Fear.
Oh, that guy. What is his name? Yeah, Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, he was a good bad guy. He's actually not even on the list.
No, he's not.
No, which is crazy because that is a good bad guy. Any guesses? How about Mark? Being the young guy in the room. Mark, any guesses on who the top villain is?
How about Hannibal Lecter?
No, you're very close.
Oh. He was good.
Mm. He actually, was he number two?
He was number two.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, let's just play a drop from who the number one villain is on this list.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
That still gives me goosebumps. That was an incredible moment in movie history right there. Yeah, Darth Vader, the number one villain. I'm a little disappointed. He always makes the number one villain.
He does.
On all the lists. He's, you know, and it's getting to be like it's kind of easy right now. And you know who else is not on the list?
Oh.
Besides the Cape Fear guy, which I forgot, which was good. Khan Noonan Singh.
Are you kidding me? He's not on the list?
Khan from Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an evil genius, super strength.
Yeah.
You know, genetically altered bad guy right there. I can't, you know, if people don't know who Khan is, you know, William Shatner, Captain Kirk, screams out his name. It's an iconic moment. Can we play that Khan audio there? Yeah.
Chaka, 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 Khan. Khan.
Oh no. No. That's
good tear.
That's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan.
No, now you're
let me watch you get a feel for you.
Okay, now get a feel for you. No. That's the wrong Khan. Can we play the other Khan audio, please? Not even on there.
Where was Lord Helmet from Spaceballs?
Again. Criminally overlooked. This person's like, what about Thanos? Yeah. I thought Thanos from Infinity War was a great bad guy.
Never saw it.
Great, great bad guy. That's a great movie, LB. You should take Wilster. It's really good. What about this person is saying, Jenny from Forrest Gump? Jenny was not a villain.
Please.
Jenny was not a villain. Jenny's boyfriend in the 60s was the villain, right?
What about Wile E. Coyote?
Well, actually, Wile E. Coyote made the list, LB. 24.
Nice.
Wile E. Coyote is up there. This person is saying Max Cady is the name of the bad guy in Cape Fear, LB.
Yeah,
Max Cady.
He was unbelievable.
He was fantastic. Yeah, this person agrees. This 508 texter. Khan got rolled. This person is saying Hans Gruber. Yeah, and Hans Gruber is on the list. He's way down, though. It's like, again, should have been higher. Like, Hannibal Lecter should have been number one.
Hans Gruber was number 11.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but Hans Gruber was one of those bad guys that he was pure evil, but you couldn't help but like him because he was so damn charming.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like Max Landa from Inglourious Basterds. He's also on the list. The Gestapo guy. He got an Oscar for that. Christopher Waltz, was that his name?
I think so.
He got the Oscar. Again, pure evil, but so charming. You're just like, oh, this guy's not bad. Even though he's murdering people in cold blood, he's pretty good. The guy who made 25, Agent Smith from The Matrix.
Oh, really?
He's good, bad. He should be higher. Good, bad.
Yeah.
Like, Wile E. Coyote is more evil than Agent Smith.
Well, I mean, he just makes people run off cliffs, for crying out loud.
Oh, that's true.
Or is it the Roadrunner?
He fails. Yeah, the Roadrunner is really the bad guy.
He's the bad guy.
Right?
See, when I think of Hans Gruber, a.k.a. Alan Rickman, I always think of Metatron from Dogma.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. That's
the voice of God.
Denzel from Training Day. That's a good bad guy. Not even on the list.
Yeah.
Nerd texter, 774 texter, Voldemort, Lord Voldemort.
I don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Number 15, by the way.
Number 15 for Voldemort?
Yes. Yeesh.
The Bees from My Girl.
Oh, God. Collective villain.
We have a bee story coming up that's just horrendous. Mark's been waiting for it all morning.
Who died? Was it Macaulay Culkin or the girl?
Wasn't it the girl?
Was it the girl?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah. Kaiser Sosa.
Oh, yes.
Not even on the list.
Gee, who made this list? Hollywood
Reporter? Insiders.
Morons.
Simon Bar Sinister. Yes, if Wile E. Coyote is going to be on there, then Underdog's nemesis, Simon Bar Sinister, should also be on there. Scar from The Lion King, this texter says, made the list. What number was Scar?
Scar was...
23.
Yep.
Yeah, Tony Montana's on there, but really low. 22.
That's...
You know, but Tony Montana is, we're discussing this during the break, Mark and I, is the anti-hero. Is that right? Mm. The villain you're rooting for?
Yeah.
Because you know his backstory and where he came from. Kind of like Michael Corleone, who's also on the list.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday.
Right. You know, he's kind of like that villain that you're kind of rooting for.
You got the king from Braveheart. You got you got Caesar, the douche nozzle Caesar from Gladiator.
Yeah. Didn't even make the list. Maybe because, I don't know, they're historical characters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it. HAL 9000 from 2001 is on here. Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Johnny. What else is on
that
here?
That movie is terrifying.
Colonel Hans Landa. Annie Wilkes, one of your favorites, Danielle.
Oh, yes.
Annie Wilkes from Misery.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Man.
Not for nothing. Who was the guy?
He got hobbled.
What was the movie about San Francisco where the people moved into the house with the roaches? Was it Spader? That was the psycho? That tortured the husband and the wife that moved in?
San Francisco. I don't know
Pacific
that
Heights? One. Pacific Heights.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh.
It was called The Money Pit.
Oh, that was good, Mark. I'll give you that. I'll give you that one. I think that was Michael Keaton, LB.
Michael Keaton. Unbelievable.
Sauron from Lord of the Rings. Dr. Evil from Austin Powers.
Yes.
More of an anti-hero.
$1 million.
I'd say. LB from Shallow Hal.
Oh, yeah.
A good villain.
I was a punk.
Yeah.
I wasn't a villain. Yeah. I was a punk.
Yeah.
And with two good hips.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Wow. Norman Bates from Psycho is on the list. Nurse Ratchet from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a good one. The Joker's on there, LB.
How about Kathy Bates?
Yeah, we just mentioned that. Oh, Annie bad. Wilkes, Mr. Man. Don't you listen to anything I say, Mr. Man?
Mr. Man.
The witch from The Wizard of Oz, number 3 on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's classic.
Number 3, yet Khan Noonan Singh doesn't make the list. Or Max Cady? Yes, Chucky, absolutely. The sensei of Cobra Kai. What was his name? What was his name? Yes, he was a total not so much a villain. Yeah, more like a douchebag, not so much a villain, I guess. They should have a douchebag list.
John Kreese?
John Kreese. Yes. Did anyone see
Sweep the Leg, Johnny?
Did anybody watch the Cobra Kai series?
No,
YouTube.
I heard it was really good.
Well done.
Really?
You have to get YouTube Red. You just, they're probably not going to want me to say this. You sign up, you get the trial, watch it.
I'll tell you.
It's only 10 episodes. They're a half hour. Very well done. I thought it was going to be like just awful, but it's fantastic.
If you watch a lot of YouTube content, I feel like YouTube Red is totally worth it. Like I cut down on some of my music subscriptions.
They must have those subscription level AMSR videos, right?
ASMR, yeah.
Well, whatever that is.
Well, it's great because if you're listening to ASMR, one of the worst things, and people who listen to the videos for relaxation and tingles will know, that if you're kind of falling asleep and it jumps to the next video and auto plays and you have some big car commercial with screeching noises and explosions, it kind of ruins the whole experience. But even beyond that, it's just nice to be able to skip the ads. You get some extra content, and you can leave YouTube playing in the background on your phone if you lock it or if you use other apps. I feel it's totally worth it.
Yeah, where's Jigsaw?
Oh, God.
Jigsaw's not on here. Miss Trunchbull from Matilda.
Oh.
That's for you. For everyone who has kids out there. That's right.
I guess I'm out.
Christopher Guest in The Princess Bride.
Yes.
The Six-Fingered Man. Yeah.
Ladies love him.
Team Iceland from Mighty Ducks.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, they're Crown missing deep, a lot yeah. of really Crown good stuff on
they
here.
They were all dressed mm-hmm. in black.
Oh, this texter, the dude from Clockwork Orange. That would be Alex DeLarge. He is actually on the list.
Mm.
I think he's like in the teens somewhere down there. Pennywise the Clown. Yeah, there's a lot that aren't on here. All right, so like most lists, this one is seriously flawed. Here for the list of the top villains.
That is true.
Framing and Ford Studio line is 617-931-1AAF. And this is Jeff. Is this high-pitched Jeff?
Good morning, everybody. How yes.
you doing? Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
Okay.
What do you got, man?
Hey, how come Caillou didn't make the list? He's a little...
I know. I hate Caillou.
Caillou's
a jerk.
He sucks.
He's top of the jerk list. Annoying. He's top of the annoying list. Yes, thank you. That's a good one, Jeff. Thank you very much. Oh, here's another good one here from Gus. Yeah, Gus, what do you got?
How about one of the earlier Tom Cruise movies? Tim Curry plays the devil
yes.
in the movie Legend.
He is good. He's creepy bad.
Ooh.
He's very good. Yeah, that's an excellent one. Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, this one should be on the list. Nate.
What's up?
Yeah,
I feel like something in the criteria of a good villain should be somebody that's like relatable, that you almost like about him, but he's able to pull off things that normal people in society couldn't do.
Right.
Like LB?
Yeah, exactly. But I thought of another one, too. But the first one I was talking about was Bob the Butcher from Gangs of New York.
Yes.
And also, how about John Doe from Seven?
Yes. Kevin Spacey.
He was awesome.
In Seven. Yeah, creepy. Very, very creepy. Excellent. Two excellent ones there. Thank you very much. So 617-931-1AF. Or text in, as many people are. David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good one. Pinhead and Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah.
The Al Pacino and the Devil's Advocate.
Oh.
Yeah.
That movie is very, very good.
Almost as scary as Jafar from Aladdin, this texter is saying. Yeah. Yep. Nice. All right, there you go. The flawed top list of the top 25 villains here.
Lomax! Kevin!
It's CTE, THC, and Double D this morning. Greg is out at 7:34. And let's get to, you want to get to some news?
Yes, please. News this hour brought to you by Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. Brought to you also by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. So funeral services will be taking place later this morning for fallen Weymouth Police Sergeant Michael Chesna. The wake was yesterday afternoon. Huge turnout, not only of law enforcement officers, but also of the public as the procession headed to the church, St. Mary's in Hanover. St. Mary of the Sacred Heart. Now, just a heads up for those of you who may be in the area, the funeral takes place at 11 a.m. this morning. Starting at 9 a.m., Hanover Street will be closed and detoured between Silver Street and Rockland Street. That's in Hanover. Access to any streets in the area will be limited to emergency response vehicles. That detour will remain in effect until 2 p.m., and officials in Hanover have asked that residents of nearby streets avoid driving in the area, and then the interment at the cemetery will be a private ceremony.
And thanks again to everybody who donated to the Greg Hill Foundation. It was over 130,000.
Yes.
Incredible.
I believe. Thank you so much. And as Greg has said on numerous occasions and as he was talking with the governor yesterday, the WAF listeners, you guys are the most generous listeners ever. You always step up, and we ask a lot. So we really, really appreciate your support on that one. And this case, in this particular case, and every other time, you guys really step up. So we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So the director of national intelligence was caught off guard at a conference in Colorado yesterday. He was speaking when he was asked about the threat from Russia, and the moderator interrupted him to inform him that Vladimir Putin is reportedly going to be visiting the White House this fall, and Dan Coats could do nothing but chuckle.
Say we have news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again?
Vladimir Putin coming to the...
Did I hear you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Wow. It's one thing when someone from the press says that, but when your own national intelligence director says that,
mm-hmm.
For some reason he doesn't think it's a good idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't understand the hoopla.
Sided with an adversary over our intelligence agency.
So what you need is to be at war with Russia forever?
Not at war. We just need to be wary of Russia and not come across as trusting.
Is this not good diplomacy that the guy that runs Russia is willing to come to our country to sit down with our president to have a discussion about making the world better?
To make him look bad in our country instead of a neutral country?
Making who look bad?
Trump.
Trump.
Why would Trump look bad if Putin comes here?
Because that's what Putin would do.
What is wrong with you? You guys are so...
Look, he didn't come across as very strong.
You understand.
Right. You know what? We shouldn't have even done this story. I was hoping to avoid this.
I don't know what he's going to react to. I can't pick and choose at this point.
No, I'm not blaming you, Daniel.
I don't understand the problem, okay? So we do billions of dollars a financial industry with China who allegedly wants to kill us. You're fine with that. But you got your panties in a bunch that Putin is coming here to meet with Trump.
Just don't think it's a good idea to have another summit so soon.
From China, so from soon.
China.
$1 billion trade industry with America. That's fine. We don't have a problem with that. They want to kill us, but Putin, Trump making friends with Russia is a bad thing.
Well, let me tell you about an interesting that's happening with regard to the president. You know, it's not that difficult to control your Google search results. It's pretty easy to clean your stuff up if you Google yourself, you don't like what comes up, you don't like your photos. However, if you this morning go into Google and type in the word idiot and then navigate over to the Google Images tab in the search, you'll be flooded with images of President Trump. Now,
how does that happen?
There's an algorithm. And in 2015, there was a black web developer that realized that revealed this feature existed. What happened was there was a photo of him and a friend online, and this Google feature had labeled him and his friend as gorillas. So he contacted Google and he's like, hey, this is wildly inappropriate. So Google apologized and they pledged to fix the bug. However, the feature that certain popular things will connect to other things still exists. So this pretty much happened in a Reddit post where users upvoted a photo of Trump in the post that contained the word idiot. Since there were so many upvotes and the post was so popular, Google's algorithm picked up on it and thus associated the word idiot with the image of Donald Trump.
So they can't. So unlike the other guy with the gorilla, the president can't do anything about that.
Probably not right now. Both Google and the White House did not respond to requests for comment from news sources about this.
I'm sure they're scrambling. I'm sure both sides are scrambling on this.
Google says that they change their core search algorithms at least once a day. Part of it is in order to keep spam out of the results. So I would think that after today, this would change fairly quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's all...
Look at that.
It's all... Yeah, it's all the president... Well, here are the Teletubbies. It's Trump. There's Green Day, but that's probably for American Idiot. And here's the Stooges. Wow. I'm surprised the White House didn't like jump on Google immediately and say, you got to do something about this. Yeah. But I mean, if it's done legally, you know, I
just get a kick out of Americans. Americans are so me. It's what I want and it's how I want. You know, was everybody up in arms when 41 went to Japan and puked on himself?
Yeah, that was a pretty big story.
Yep.
Right? They killed, I don't know, 3,800 American soldiers in World War II.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but
then,
we don't have
but
a
then
problem.
We beat them at war and through the Marshall Plan were able to rebuild them.
We don't have a problem with our president going to Japan and having dinner with somebody, but Trump, Russia...
Not the same.
Russia, really?
Yeah.
Russia's killed American soldiers?
I don't really...
We have to wrap.
Yeah.
No.
We fought a war.
No, we're up against the clock.
And they surrendered.
It's not about us sucking. We have
Russia
to go break.
Fight with America
and they became
World
our ally.
Okay. Yes, right. Russia helped America crush the Germans in World War II, but we can't have Putin meet with Donald Trump. But it's not a problem that Japan killed 3,800 U.S. soldiers, but it's fine if the other president goes and has dinner and has a great two-week vacation.
It wasn't a vacation.
I don't remember the uproar.
It wasn't a vacation.
When
you were absent
Bush
that day, that's why.
Went there.
Yeah.
So you guys can all go screw.
Okay, thanks.
We're
going
to do that during the commercial break.
All right.
Trump sucks. It's 7:42.
Trump sucks.
7:42, and let's see here. Brendan is on the Framingham Ford studio line. He wants to comment on this. If you want to call the Framingham Ford studio line, it's 617-931-1AAF. And this is Brendan. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Danielle, this is, you probably remember this. I know you do the news stuff and you might have seen it before. This has been going on for a while. Some people call it like Google bombing.
Yeah.
And there's like, if you remember, I don't remember the exact quote, but like during the presidential election, like Rick Santorum had one bombed on him, and during Bush's tenure, if you, I can't remember the search, but if you put in like oh, I remember what it was, weapons of mass destruction, you would get that not found error page.
Yes.
You know, like the one that says type 404 error, and if you put in like miserable failure, Bush came up. So they're kind of like playing semantics, because it's you know, any hashtag or anything you put a lot of hits on, like if I go on and just keep putting miserable failure, just keep putting it, eventually it's going to pick that up and put that person. And if you remember too, Obama had it happen to him. Remember, there was like a real racial one. I can't remember exactly what it was.
There was a I feel like there was an offensive caricature of the first lady that was coming up with that.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think you're right. And you put that in. But I just thought it was interesting that it's happening now. But I mean, it's kind of been going on for a while. And can I make one more quick thing about the Russia thing with LB?
Very quick.
Real quick. I don't think it hurts to have him come over. I don't agree with what the guy said, but I don't think it hurts to have him come over, because you do have to keep an open dialogue going. But I get what you're saying. What he said was wrong, and it made us look bad. But and I'll take it off the air. I know how much you guys love that.
Yeah. Thanks, Brennan.
Take your comment off the air.
Again, it's semantics. We're the greatest country in the world. We keep the world safe. We send billions and billions of dollars to other countries that are in need. Again, we run the show.
All right. Thank you, LB.
Well,
okay, we're just trying to, we're up against the clock. We're trying to get out of this. All right, thank you. It's 7:45 here on CTE, THC, and Double D. We got a nerd report coming up. LB on Today in History at 8:35. And always your comments and suggestions. The Framingham Ford studio line is 617-931-1AAF. Greg on vacation. Once again, another Friday off. And it's CTE, THC, and Double D. And feel free to call in Framingham Ford studio line, 617-931-1AAF, or you can text in at 97107. Weather for today, beautiful day today, sunny, high of 81. It's going to be partly cloudy tomorrow. If you're going to the Foo Fighters show at Fenway, high of 75, rain starting. Hopefully it'll be past midnight, and then rain all day on Sunday with a high of 80. It's 64. I will be there tomorrow night if you see me stumbling around.
Woo.
Gonna be a good time. Foo Fighters always extremely loud and extremely awesome. So I'm looking forward to that. And try to get there early, because I hear Dinosaur Jr. is opening up, one of the great local bands.
Oh, nice.
From over there in beautiful Amherst.
Were you surprised that the acoustics are so awesome at Fenway?
It is. It depends where you're sitting. If you're in like an extreme corner where they set up the stage like kind of to the right of the Green Monster there. So if you're kind of in one of the extreme corners, it gets a little dicey, but it's pretty much like right down the middle all the way. It sounds really good. So, I mean, the shows I've been to, you know, this is the second Foos. I've seen Pearl Jam there and Bruce Springsteen, which all sounded awesome.
Well, I got to see Foo. I was up in what was the Budweiser section, now the Sam Adams section. Deck. It was phenomenal.
Yes, very nice. Very nice. So don't forget, listen, if you signed up to be in the WAAF suite for the Foo Fighters show, listen to Maddie and Nick today at 5:30. If you signed up and you hear your name, get back to them within 30 minutes, and you'll be in the suite, which is nice because there's rarely any kind of line for the bathroom.
Unlimited hot dogs.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's not get too excited here, but it's pretty comfy, man. The leather couches and... You know, you can step in for a beverage, and it's
cool.
It's the best way to see a show. It's pretty awesome. So,
are you shaking your foot on your chair? I couldn't figure out what that squeaking noise is.
You know what it is? It's my fat shifting on my body, because when I move my arms, the fat shifts, and it's probably the stress I'm putting on this chair. Right.
Is that the new paper rustling? Is that your paper rustle?
You know, I'm just as God made me, Danielle. I'm sorry.
I accept you for that. I'm just saying.
You know, I know there's a lot of fat shaming that
you
goes.
Can control
I can't.
That.
No, you can control paper shuffling. You can't control the way your weight shifts on
a
chair.
So that's a mental illness.
Yeah,
if
like
you're
a fat
overweight.
Guy fart, you know?
Now I'm all insecure.
It's like when LB flips his quarters in his pocket.
If fat
all
people
morning.
Move too fast, you squeak one out. Then you got to apologize. You just cross your fingers that it doesn't stink.
All right, and then we got Hill Mail coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I lost my clock because the computer in front of me, the call screener computer.
What happened?
It looks like one of our top 25 villains, the HAL 9000, has taken it over, and now I'm getting all sorts of crazy stuff. There's like strange cheese porn, and then there's like some pop up things, and I feel like Greg. I didn't even know where the mouse was. Yeah, can one of you guys go get Lou?
What's happening?
It's like it's oh my god.
Why don't we have a touch screen over here?
It's like watching one of the Transformers movies, and everything's blinking, and then you're just freaking out, you know. And yeah, see, you're getting an algorithm thing here. Anyway, don't worry about it, Danielle.
Although
I do like having you so close to me right here. Danielle's like standing right next to me. You smell very nice this morning. Is that bad to say? Does she have to tell that to HR now?
I do.
There we go. Thank you, Danielle. You're the best. We got your Hill Mail messages coming up here in just a bit, plus another text code word for the $1,000 holler. But first, let us get to this.
And now, Mike Hsu with today's Nerd Report.
We're all buddies, line buddies.
I hope the number one Fortnite nerd, David Price, is paying attention to this because he's got more to lose than some of the people that were victims of this already. But in Mason, Ohio, Jack Bates was in his home, and he had his headset on playing Fortnite. He had the game controller in his hands. He was firing away.
Okay.
And then someone got on there and tried to ask if they could use his password to play. And he and his mother, Amy Bates, learned that it's very easy for teens to let their guard down when they're in the middle of playing. So they're caught up in the game.
Yeah.
You're mid-battle. You're flowing. Things are going
focused.
Great. Somebody pops up and says, hey, I need your username and password so I could play on there. And they're just like, yeah. Okay, so be careful of this scam. Because any personal information that was in Jake's emails or anything else, credit card number, all that stuff has now been compromised.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're in the middle, you're flying on Fortnite, you think you're doing great, watch out for something like that. This is his mom, Amy Bates.
And when he logged into his account, he took everything over. The guy took over his account, but also took over his email account and changed the passwords, changed the recovery password and the phone number. It says on the game not to give your information out, and, you know, I'm like, it's a lesson learned.
Yeah.
Thieves. So watch. Thieves suck.
I know. That's crazy, man. You know, and they're making kids victims. You know, they're taking advantage of kids.
Right,
now,
that's awful.
Wilster plays Fortnite, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's got the headset on and all that
die
stuff.
Hard.
You got to tell him about this, man.
He's got the headset on. He's got the laptop. He's got the four screens with the four guys, his best buds that are playing against the other 100 people. It's nuts.
Well, just let him know that. Let him know. I don't want you getting, you know,
you're
already paying out a lot.
Wait a minute.
I'm paying a lot of attention to Will playing Fortnite.
Can you imagine Will giving out his info and then LB rips the headset off?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.